Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 1st, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spoke about a variety of topics during an open meeting with employees. The leaked audio was obtained by The Verge. On the subject of breaking up Facebook, Zuckerberg said, "You have someone like Elizabeth Warren who thinks that the right answer is to break up the companies. If she gets elected president, then I would bet we will have a legal challenge, and I would bet that we would win the legal challenge. And does that suck for us? Yeah." Warren responded in a tweet that said, "What would really suck is if we don't fix a corrupt system that lets giant companies like Facebook engage in illegal anti-competitive practices, stomp on consumer privacy rights, and repeatedly fumble their responsibility to protect our democracy." Twitter is rolling out a DM filter to all users on Android, iOS, and the web. If a message has questionable language or seems like spam, it'll be filtered into a new additional messages folder. The expansion is part of the company's effort to retaliate against abuse on the platform. Notorious leaker Evan Blass, a.k.a. EvLeaks on Twitter, posted leaked images of Microsoft's new Surface lineup featuring what he says are the upcoming Surface Pro 7, Surface Laptop 3, the 13 and 15-inch models, and an ARM-powered Surface 2-in-1 device. Blass also teased another product announcement in a tweet that said, not pictured here, the dual-screen Surface. Back in June, Microsoft announced two new features for OneDrive, Personal Vault, and Expandable Storage, both of which are launching worldwide today. After first launching in Australia, New Zealand, and Canada, Personal Vault gives users a secure place within their OneDrive cloud storage, only accessed using a PIN or a phone's biometric authentication system. It also includes automatic locking, BitLocker encryption on Windows 10, and restricted sharing. Expandable Storage gives users with an Office 365 subscription an option of 1 terabyte storage, starting at $1.99 per month for an additional 200 gigabytes of storage. HP's Spectre X360 13-inch 2-in-1 still has glossy edges and one USB-C port, but is also slightly smaller and uses Windows Precision drivers for the trackpad instead of Synaptics. It has 90% screen-to-body ratio and the world's smallest Windows Hello-enabled IR webcam. You can choose an OLED 4K screen, and a new display control lets you switch between color gamuts. It features Intel's 10th-gen Ice Lake quad-core processor and Iris Plus graphics and claims to last 22 hours on a single charge. It arrives in October, starting at $1,099. The Hacker News reports a Pakistani hacker with the online alias Gnostic Players claims to have hacked Zynga's Words with Friends, which includes a database of more than 218 million users, plus access to a billion user records stolen from 45 online services earlier this year. The breach allegedly affects Android and iOS players who installed and signed up for Words with Friends before September 2nd, 2019. Zynga acknowledged the breach on its customer service site on September 12th. GoPro's new Hero 8 Black is 14% lighter than the current Hero 7 Black and has a 12-megapixel camera sensor with improved HDR. It also has a new HyperSmooth 2.0 video stabilization to help smooth out bumpy video, wind noise reduction, and can shoot 4K video in addition to slow-mo video. The Hero Max has two lenses and can record 5.6K video in 360 degrees. A SuperView ultra-wide camera mode captures more of the scene into pictures and videos, can live stream in 1080p, and offers an option to let people automatically back up videos and photos to the cloud. The Hero 8 has 6 microphones, which GoPro says will offer the best stereo sound ever from one of its cameras. And finally, Wired's Adrian So has a roundup of the best tech and accessories for your dog. The best pet camera is the Pet Cubes Bite 2, which has an app, 1080p camera, 160-degree viewing angle, night vision, and zoom, and the ability to dispense a treat remotely. $249 plus a monthly fee if you want pet detection and smart alerts. Whistle Go is listed as the best fitness tracker. For $100, you can track by GPS, set fitness goals for activity based on breed, age, and size, and also has a nightlight. So also recommends the Geobit Pet Tracker if you just want to know where your pet is. The spot-on virtual fence costs $1,500 and can use suck alerts or sound alerts to warn the dog it's near the boundary line. Also on the list, at number 10, best toy is a stick. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.